What's up? Welcome back to Bacon and Megs. This fine day for today's edition. Let's get rad. I brought to you a new homie, Dr. Avishi.
Hello, nice to be here today.
So, what you gonna talk to us about today?
Reproductive cloning.
Whoa, dog. I'm not about that sci-fi life.
Cloning is actually used for reproductive purposes. Researchers in Japan have cloned 3 calves within the past 2 years. Science is planning on using this technology to create animals that would be beneficial for our farming industries or to save endangered species.
So, how does this work?
Well, there are 2 methods. One is artificial twinning. The other is somatic nuclear cell division. Artificial twinning is taking a fertilized egg out of the mother, splitting it in 2 within a petri dish, and the last step is to put the 2 embryos back into a woman to continue developing.
That's trippier than LSD.
I wasn't finished. The second method is replacing the nucleus of an embryo with a somatic cell. Once they're replaced, chemicals are used to trigger it to continue to develop within a new mother. Actually, reproductive cloning can be a good thing. Imagine a couple that's infertile. With cloning, we can let the couple have a child. Gay couples can have a child and not have to worry about donors and surrogate parents. It can let parents who have lost a child have a second shot by cloning them. It can even prevent the passing on of deleterious genes without embryo screening and selection.
I guess that's a good thing. I mean, my mom was supposed to be able to have kids, so my mom could have cloned me herself to have me. Or my dad, since I look just like him.
Don't get me wrong, there are some downsides. Reproductive cloning objectifies humans and depersonalizes them. Their physical traits, if manipulated once, could lead to a future where imperfection is completely unacceptable. The clone could grow up with physiological issues and psychological issues. Everything the clone does will be measured up against the original, and they will be almost forced to match their competence and character to the originals.
So, what you're saying, it's like a kid's living up to their parents' expectations, extremed.
More like his legacy. And there's also no telling how far cloning can go once it's permitted. And this is where ethics come in. For one, it could conflict with long-standing religious and societal values about human dignity, possibly infringing upon principles of individual freedom. It will clash with people's moral codes. Furthermore, this opens doors for more. An army of super soldiers, misleading criminal evidence, inhumane experiments. All these things are extremely controversial.
All right, so is cloning thing a human-only topic?
No. This is one of the things I mentioned earlier. Cloning animals is happening today. Researchers are creating and refining the process of creating mammalian clones every day.
Is the future of this shady? I want you to be straight. What about my furry friends?
Well, we have the potential to create food that is healthier and can help sick people. For instance, the same Scottish researchers who cloned Dolly have cloned other sheep that have been genetically modified to produce milk that creates a human protein essential for blood clotting. The FDA has also proved that these products are no more or less harmful than those from non-cloned animals. However, it is also true that cloned animals usually have birth defects, life-shortening anomalies, or even maybe stillborn. The mothers are at grave risk too. But if you like Jurassic Park, we could possibly bring back extinct species or quickly repopulate endangered ones.
That doesn't sound natural.
Some may actually argue that several species who formed a keystone of their ecosystems are now gone because of the unnatural interference of humans. But this isn't exactly one of the most important subtopics in cloning. While it is an exciting idea, more pressing issues take center stage. One of those is therapeutic cloning.
So no big roar of lizards?
You mean dinosaurs? No. They've been dead for far too long for us to gather their DNA.
What's the deal with this therapeutic thing? It sounds banging.
Therapeutic cloning is the process of using embryonic stem cells to recreate tissues for patients who need replacements. Basically, it's a way of recreating organs and skin. This has huge potential in saving people who need vital organs urgently or providing large amounts of skin for skin grafts for burn victims. The tissue created will be genetically identical, so the body won't reject it.
Oh, snap! This, like, doesn't sound like there's any drawbacks, because it's not breaking nature.
Actually, it could have potentially medical and definite ethical problems. The stem cells share similarities with cancer cells, in that both of them have the ability to divide indefinitely. Some studies show that after about 60 cycles, stem cells can develop mutations that could lead to cancer.
Brutal. What would people say?
Well, to attain these stem cells, we have to harvest them from embryos. Ethics come into play because large numbers of people are strongly against destroying an embryo for the sake of science.
That doesn't sound good. I'm, for one, not a fan of this cloning thing. I don't like messing with the order of things. But hey, it's time to dip. So let us know what you think. Well, gotta bounce. So goodbye, our jammin' friends.
You need a new brand. And you can also find more information on websites like University of Utah, genetics and society.org, and gotonme.gov.